Hi, my name is Roberta Mitchell, and welcome to Roberta Mitchell's show. I am so excited for you to be here. So you probably heard why Democrats are like this now. So basically, I want to talk about what's with the Democrats I don't like, and what's going on with the Republicans as well as that, but. Overall, welcome to the Mitchell that's gone. So basically I am not the only one that really says this as a point, but the Democratic Party whatever is racist. And hear me out for one point of view. It's like the whole Democrat thing is the Republicans already lost. And I can't really tell everybody this. The Republicans already lost in this battle. The Democrats assume our media, our television, everything else in our whole entire life Democrats are mostly the racist ones in the party, because I need to tell you something, right? Newsflash, they are the racist ones. I never heard so many people say F white people in my whole entire life. I mean, like, I'm black myself, I'm African American, and I look at this and like, whoa, like, calm it down. Why you have to be so racist to white people in general? Like, it's really, I don't care if you're doing this for the good of humanity or doing the good, it's not really good. Republicans, I'm not saying every Democrat party is like this. And I'm saying yes. Yes, they're not all like this, but they mostly are racist. And I would get in touch with them more, but as I just say, what you mean when I say Republicans already lost, right? Republicans already lost in this battle. It's already true. It already lost it. The Democrats assume Amir. They assume everything. They just took L over everything. And this point is like, we can't do nothing about that either. If you call out a racist, you call out something else. I'm saying this, the thing about the Democrats is that the silent majority of people, for myself, the Republicans and our Republican Party, the reason why we stop caring anymore to fight these people is because, no lie, the Democrats are doomed to destroy themselves. We all can admit them. They don't want the police again. They don't want to defund the police. They are doomed to destroy themselves. And I'm saying this. Why, if we've been telling them, hey, stop this, this is not wrong. They are a controlling government that I don't really like. Everything is now offensive. And I'm not saying every Democratic person. Person you support Democratic for, I get that, right? But I'm saying the people that takes this so seriously, that get offended of everything. And I'm saying this nonsense is going on in our world. We are the silent majority, and people that they do have Republicans trying to fight the good fight, but like, seriously, the people that actually have the brains and matter, because I know y'all do. I see so many YouTube videos, Isaac Butterfield, the Republican Party, House Party, whatever, on TikTok. I saw a lot of these people, and they really, really, really in the comments, I see a bunch of people out there supporting them, trying to do all this stuff. And I say this right here, but we just don't speak up. Of course, why we don't want to speak up? Cancel culture, they got everything against you. I'm not trying to hear on the Democrats, I'm just telling the truth. Open your mouth, cancel. Open your mouth, cancel. Like, it's sad because people like me, we can't open our mouth, because if once then you open your mouth, your friends realize you're in with your friends, no more friends. You can't go on social media anymore. You can't be walking on the street while someone calling you racist. You know what I'm saying? And I think the whole world as more favored to more like diverse, but they're really divine. They are diverse. They say they claim for diversity, but they only claim for divine. We see this all the time. In movies, TV shows, comic books, everything. They like to divide people. That's the problem. with social media a day today. The media put, including the media too, because the media always push a nonsense thing. They like to push political standpoints against our throats and say you have to take it or you are not a good damn person. I don't support Black Lives Matter. I used to till I find out all the stuff is with them. I realize this stuff is not going on. These people in those Black Lives Matter things are racist to white people. And that's why I say again, I don't support any type of racism whatsoever. Why do I need to support any type of racism if this is all about is racism? The movie is fueled by hatred. That's all it's fueled by. Hatred. Do I need to support that? No. I do not want to support that. Hatred. Hatred. That's all it is. I'm not going to do that. We should be more diverse, not divide. And since all this stuff goes on, where women is better than men, men's brain is wrong, this is wrong, all this stuff is wrong. Like, what's going to happen? Do men have to speak now? Do white people have to speak now? Do we have a voice? Do people have a voice? As a boy? Do my son has a voice? When he gets older, do I realize he's not going to get ripped? If you don't know what whip is, whip is kind of like a simp. Basically, it's a simp, old version of a simp. But they kind of bow down to do whatever their wife does that, what he tells them to. But I'm saying this, why do you have to support this? If it's just going to become racism. Let me tell you this, do Martin Luther King want racism against white people? I think not. Do it? No. They don't. I really hate that. I'm really on the Republican side too. Where I'm saying this, with Fox News, CNN, they're all political, go to left, right or left side. CNN goes to the left, Fox News going away. And to me, they feed people their nonsense. I don't support neither Fox News. I might watch some stuff from Fox News. Or no CNN. Because they force shit down your throat. You know what I'm saying this? And I was just getting impulsive, right? I was watching Impulsive by Logan Paul. And it was talking about more than... I give him something. It was talking about how both sides are trying to go against each other and both people don't know the truth anymore. I totally agree with them. As he was saying, he said people don't know the truth, people just going against people, all that stuff. I agree with that. We don't have the truth. Republicans are all the Democratic side. We don't have the truth. That's the problem. And that's my first point, but I will go on your second point about whether what's going to happen in media, entertainment history, and what's going to be the future generation of our children, Gen Z children, and anybody children in that manner. The thing is, The thing is that the thing about our future children is that the boys are not going to have a future same. Including the white straight males too. The white people is going to get the hell on. Just saying. Why? Because we have these people wants to say, oh, you're racist, you male dominant if you man spread. What's the world we came to? Where media tries to force people that men are bad, white people are bad. And you see, and you wonder, why, how men got into the conversation? I thought you was talking about what's going on with Democrats and why there is, why about racist to white people. But this also goes in line with the men, mind you. Men is not getting treated right near. We are getting treated good. We get treated a lot more better than women. But we can see the upshift where more people's going to try to blame men for every damn thing. And get to the point where the girl says she has suicide. The boy that has suicide. I know this is a sensitive subject. And I know I'm trying, like, I know you might say I might be an asshole by saying this. But look at this. Look at this. We would rather believe somebody and call him a rapist. And even a TikToker. She tried to claim, she tried, the same woman tried to claim this man doxed little girls. That's how bad it got. Where we can just believe anything we hear. Where like, no. She ruined that man's life. Not the TikToker, but the boy. That he suffered suicide too. I wonder how. They didn't clarify nothing. That's how bad it became. Look at Twitch. Look at all this stuff. You can claim that I'm not trying to say I'm a woman hater. I support women. They do a lot of shit. I support them. But this goes to all the Democratic lying party. Hatred to white people. Hatred to white straight males. And as I say that, I might go on a ramble. But you probably get what the points I'm trying to cross. Every time I say I have a problem with the Democratic Party, it's that I have. The reason is, it's because what's going on. What's going on with them? The media tells them not to. The media tells them this. The media tells them that. Backage, for example, when the son Junior became a Republican, they got so mad, saying you should not be a Republican, and later in the episode after, and he finally became a Democrat again. What? You just say, you claim like Republicans are bad. But it's very sad too, because when you look at this, when with black people that are Republicans, they get treated like shit. But they claim, like, like I'm saying, this lines up to the Democratic behavior. I'm just saying what the Democrats be doing. Every damn time when a black person says I'm a Republican, they won't treat me like crap. They won't treat me like this. Are you racist or not racist? Who should be? Like whatever they're saying was. You racist still. And that's the problem why I have today. Is that y'all really supposed to think that you can call anybody. You can choose any black people. Like Black Lives Matter, for instance. They only support the black people that's on their side. If a black person is a Republican, racist time, get your racist hair, you piece of white, black shit, blah, 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 you piece of black shit. Pieces of black shit. Surprising, do you think? This is what we go through. The Democrats, not all Democrats, but the main Democrats, a racist piece of shit. I agree with you. I'm not saying everybody, but I still do see some. And I say Republicans are lost because we did. No more. We let this grow so much. If we get the Democrats to have their way, it's gonna be over for free speech. You can be doxing, you rape little children. Boom. In for your life. Probably not even true or not. In for your life. Can't get a job. Can't get this. Get suicide threats. Get this. What's wrong? Like, what's really with this? Where, boom. Easily, all this stuff going on, and I'm saying I might be going over a tangent. I'm just trying to speak my mind what's going on. I'm not really holding on today, it's just really, I'm trying to be a little professional, but like, what's going on with this Democrat Party? Like, they are racist. I used to be Democrat till I realized what Democrat was doing, that I switched to Republican. As I said again, people, not all Democrats, but the thing we have to realize is what the Democrats are doing. It's not them. It's the media that pushes this. And no lie, I would have to believe Fox News to CNN, because I really think Fox News actually has something. But I'm saying this, we should have a balance of free speech and this, because I never saw something like this, when friendships end, when people get canceled this badly. That's sad. When people just end. And I see this in movies, TV shows, anyway. Pussy's better than dick. Pussy's always be better than dick. Women's always better than men. You are men, you are pieces of shit. What's pushing the narrative? Telling our children not to become somebody? Not telling them that, hey, they can't have a white foot into an environment? They can't just say, put their foot down and say, hey, this is enough, I don't support this? What's going on? Like, what's the world I'm living in? When man can't say, or a boy, or anybody, can't put their foot down, but the woman can. One time when seeds became sexualized and man's brain became more, say, as dominant. It's not dominant. I'm telling everybody, don't believe what you hear from these articles. This is a narrative pushing by them. Please stop listening to these people. They're just feeding you nonsense over nonsense. Over nonsense of things going on. I have no problem with Democrat Republican Party. I have no problem with them. But please, please listen to the facts. Don't listen to mansplaining. Don't listen to mansplaining. Dominic King. No, it's not. These people are out there, they are mine. They don't know the facts. It's because of this. They want you to hate them. They want you to have hate in your heart. And please don't have hate on your heart. Please don't. The thing about the Democrats is that it's bad. Right now. And the reason is I'll support it. I never will support them until they get this stuff together. But as I said, let's talk about, because we have a little bit of time, we're going to talk about two things. What's going on with Mia, and let's go to a new topic of what's going on with Mia, and what's the silent majority, Let's talk two things, but I'm going to talk about Mia first, as I'm going to go back to the wild Republicans lost. Me, Republicans lost in every corner of entertainment. I said today, like, see, Batwoman, wokeness, it's always about diversity, but you divide people more. That's why I say I don't like the entertainment. I love entertainment industry. I want to be a filmmaker. I still do want to be a filmmaker, actor. I even have my own production studio. But I'm never going to this woke side where these people want to push. And this is becoming old. I don't say, they have a little bit of Republicans that wants to go into this side too and talk about all that stuff too. That's all it is. Where it's okay. That's all it is. The entertainment industry became something like it used to be good. You got good shows. But what happened now? Men suck. pussy's better than dicks. Dicks are shit. Women are even better. If a woman is a superhero, she automatically gets superpowers. She automatically this. She's automatically that. She's a guy. She's a Mary damn Sue. Don't get me wrong. Boys can be Mary Sue too, but they always focus on the woman. The woman. But what is going on? But like, all going on. What's going on? I'm saying this. What's going on? What's going on with the Democrat Republican, with Democrat Party, with the media? Like, the media used to be so good. The media is now divided. Lesbians against straight, whites against blacks, white straight males against femmes. All this crazy stuff. The media, like TV shows, say pussy's better than dick. Men should send for girls. Men should do this. They get treated more fair. On Twitch, for example, I'm not saying every girl on Twitch is like this. There are some that actually hurts too. But let me say this: what you think that happens is? I don't think I should even represent Twitch, because Twitch is a bunch of simps, to be honest. But let's say this. To me, is this. The entertainment issue used to be good, but now it became woke. Anytime it's about this, anytime it's about that, why can't we just get a good TV show? No, we can't. They want to shove something into your throat. They always do. And that's the bad point. That's the bad point about entertainment. And the entertainment Hollywood, Hollywood's going down in flames. And Bravo. You should be saying, why I'm Bravo about that. Why I'm happy. Because they deserve to go down. The comic book industry. If you didn't know, I'm a big DC fan. My first episodes was on this podcast was by DC. I'm a big damn DC fan. I'm a big comic book fan. And sadly, it's painful for me to say this. They should go. The whole Hollywood. I'm talking about Star Wars too. We saw Star Wars, The Force is Feeling, all this nonsense shit. Star Wars went down here, fucking hell. It went down in flames. Why do we need this? Why do we need this? Like Star Wars for them, why? Push your narrative, push it better than dicks. What are we teaching our children? That he can't say to a woman? Like, now I'm trying to say fight, but say, hey, I don't think that's right. No. Women's better than this. Women's better than this. And this is what happened in the Western world. I'm saying this, and I don't think it's the Democrat Party and stuff. I think it's mostly some Republicans. I think it's not mostly Republicans. I think it's small few Republicans that do it too. But we got the silent majority. And I'm going to tell you my five final thoughts. And let's talk about silent majority. So I'm talking about the silent majority that probably was cleanest in this whole episode. The silent majority. Right? The silent majority, basically. I want to talk about that. I want to tell you this about the silent majority, like me, for instance, if anything else. And I want to see why people's silent majority is this. The silent majority is a bunch of people. I think there's more people out there that actually agree with what I'm saying too. Before all this stuff, I think they have a bunch of people that understand what's going on. A bunch of people that understand this is stupid, this is nonsense, this is dumb, this is all this thing about the Democrat Party is becoming stupid. that's the point. The sign majority, I think people need to start speaking up and saying, hey, this is stupid. High traffic light can be racist. And I'm going to talk about that later on, too. In another episode. Don't worry. But why this is race? Why traffic lights are racist? Why y'all try to put everything into racism? People, I'm just going to be short for this. But the sign majority needs to get up. Then we need to fight this fight. But then I can see why. We are scared. Get our lives destroyed. Get our everything destroyed from us. I say again, the Republicans lost the damn war. The Democrats control this whole damn thing now. We lost the war. We lost it. Don't get me wrong. We lost this. You can say, oh, we didn't lose it. You saw a fine church. No, it's not. Our lives get this, like, doors not. An affinity war. That's it. It's done. Our life is gone after that. And we ruined everything. We can't even show our faces in public anymore. While our people criticizing us, trying to give us death threats. Saying we racist, saying we this, saying we that. Trying to cancel, trying to go on, trying to do all this stuff. That's how bad it is. Out there. You may not know it. But that's how bad it is. And I see why the sign majority don't want to speak or that right now. But yes. Yeah, I'm going to talk about this later. Later on. But yeah, I think I'm be done. And this is my final doors. For instance. The Democrat Party is going down in flames. And I will talk about this. The sign majority a lot more tough later on in our broadcasts. Not broadcast episodes, but I'm just saying this, the Democratic Party is in flames. They are destroying themselves. And I think she's just low. To be honest. Let's have her destroyed because we can't build it up here there from then. For their own point. Let them divide each other so much. Because then they will realize how dumb they are. We try to help them, we can't. But I said this again, please. Don't vote on Joe Biden. Please don't. Just saying the truth. Yeah, because what's going on, Joe Biden's going to be this hell in America. And for y'all, those feminists out there, please stop trying to write everything about feminists. Women still have a lot more work to do. And America, I get that. But I'm going to talk about the art of feminists and what's going on and what the feminists should be doing next episode too. But hope Trump 2020 and God bless America. Because we really need that right now. I'm going to talk about a lot more episodes, get everything posted later on. Please don't support Joe Biden because he's going to be terrible on earth. Please, if you do get voted Joe Biden, we vote on next time we vote on the Republican side. Please, because if we get these people going, we are rude. We're going to screw up our country so badly. I'm Roberta Mitchell. Thanks for watching. Bye and peace out. Have a nice and beautiful day.